Good news! I think someone's fucked up. I just went into Tesco's in Merthyr. And I'm wandering round to have a look at the Lego. Because it was my birthday. And everyone gave me money. And I thought, I might as well buy something that I really like. So I went to buy Lego. And they didn't really have anything I wanted. It's all stuff I either got or didn't want to buy. Excuse any screaming in the background. I'm in the car park, so people are walking past with screaming children. I was like, oh, all right then. And then I see they got a clearance bay further down the aisle, in a different aisle. And I sort of walked down thinking, maybe there'll be something there. There was. Someone has put Avengers Lego into the clearance aisle. The thing, it's all new stuff, so it shouldn't be on clearance. But then I have a look, and I've got, it's the Captain America and his bike, and I thought, I got that. And I was about to leave, because there wasn't really anything else there, and I look down at the very bottom, on the edge, and I think, what's that? And I pull it out, and it's the Hulk Smash Escape Lego set thing. Where he's escaping from the helicarrier. And I think, I check on my phone then, it's like, that's £40. You know, it's recommended retail, a minimum of like 45. 40, this, I think, oh, they're selling it for £49. Or something like that. I was like, I'm not buying that. And then I think, wait a second. It's in clearance. So why is it coming up as £49 on the little ticket? So, this one's got those little boxes you can scan things on, you know, to check the prices. And there's one behind me. So I turn around, scan it, it's half price. It's like £20. I was like, what? I scanned it again, just to be sure, £20. Someone, I can only assume it's for mistake, has put the brand new Lego sets onto the clearance aisle and have marked them down. I was thrilled because you won't be getting that for that price anywhere else. You know, not until 6 months later and there's only four left and sold in the world. And then they'll go on clearance. You know, not 20 minutes after they've gone on sale. So I'm pleased. I will be going home. I got my new Hulk figure. That's what I've... It's like three times the size of normal Lego people as well. That's the best part. So that's going to be fun. And I need just a few more bricks to complete my picture, which I'll show you when I get home. Hooray for me. All I need now is the Iron Man one. And I'll have a complete collection. And I've never been able to do that. Because, you know, there's always... In the theme sets, there's always the one... Or two big sets, which cost like £40, £50, £60. And you think they're the ones with the really good figures or the really good things, but they're so expensive. And as a grown up, I had to make myself say that part. I can't justify spending £50 on Lego. Not in one go, I mean, for one thing. £50 for like 8 things, yeah. Not that I've done that, or I swear. But no, then it was like, I can't justify spending all that money on this one thing. But £20, half price. I mean, I couldn't leave it there for that. The worst part was when I was checking on my phone, these people come down and their son suddenly went, oh, look at that, and picked it up. And I was thinking, oh my God, put it down, put it down, put it down. And then they just had a look, and then they put it back down. I was like, I must snatch it now from your hands, child. Snatch it from that child. So yeah, hooray. I just need Iron Man, and I will... Actually, thinking about it, I think there's one more set. And that's the one with Black Widow. But I'm not sure. Maybe Black Widow's in the Iron Man set. But apart from that, I've got all of them now. Ha 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 ha. To the other shop. Just looking.